absolutely. No doubt about it. And I'm with you. I think they need to win five. You know, I think that you have to get 10 wins in this league to make it into the playoffs. And I know that it's expanded this year to 14, but I feel like you're comfortable if you get 10 wins on the season. The Raiders clearly halfway there, 5-3, with a rough part of the schedule already behind them, like you mentioned earlier. But you got to go out there each and every game and feel like, hey, I got to go out there and make sure we win this game. And I know that every game is not a must-win. I'll never call every game a must-win. But while you're playing at home, while you're playing division games, while you're playing teams that you're better than and you know you're better than, you can't have losses to the Patriots. You can't have losses to the Jets. Shouldn't have losses to the Broncos. You know, games like that, you should be winning those games. Now, there's a reason why you play the game, because it's not that easy. You just can't just check it off in the box, in the win box. But you should go out and get those dubs.
Should's an important word, Q, because the Chargers should have beaten the Raiders on Sunday. But when it comes time to get your playoff spot, nobody asks what you should have done. What did you think of what happened down the stretch there with the Raiders, where they're up 28-26, they decide to kick the field goal, and then Anthony Lynn manages to screw up the clock to the point where the Raiders, you know, make a couple plays at the end on defense and are able to pull it out?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Going back to that word should, I don't think that that game should have been that close. You know what I mean? I think that the Raiders had multiple opportunities to kind of step on their neck and close the door on them, and they didn't allow them to do that. They didn't do that. They allowed them to stick around, and then that's when that opportunity arose. Now, I'll say, you know, it's one of those pick your poisons when it comes to, you know, the kicking the field goal and going up 5 points. If you don't kick the field goal and you just go for it and you just go for the jugular and try to get a touchdown and you don't score, well, then a field goal beats you. And so it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, you know. And I felt okay knowing that, okay, the only way the Chargers win this game is if they score a touchdown. The problem I had is the way they got down the field so sinking quickly, and the defense just allowed these guys to run wild. And guys like Keenan Allen, you should always have a target on his back where he's going to be at all times. You just can't let him get loose for 19, 20, 25 yards. That's ridiculous, but they did it. And so all of a sudden, we're up there. Everyone in Raider Nation is up there with their chest pounding, their heart coming out their chest, wondering, okay, how's this going to end from the two-yard line? And it luckily for the Raiders, came out on the right end of it. But man, oh man, if it hadn't, there would have been a lot of second-guessing on Monday, and there's still a lot of second-guessing, even though they did come up with the win.
Interesting game offensively, I thought, for the Raiders, Q. I thought they were pretty conservative in the first half, and then John Gruden flipped to a different page of the playbook in the third quarter and brought out some of the big shots and got them that lead. I've been impressed with the way Derek Carr has thrown the ball down the field, and it seems to me like that was one of the more efficient offensive games that the Raiders have played.
I agree. I think early in the game, they were kind of doing the feeling out process. You know, it's almost like one of those standing in the middle of the ring and just kind of sparring and seeing what you can get from the opponent and what they're going to allow you to do. And the run game was cooking early, so I wasn't opposed to what they were doing in the run game. Booker was running well. Jacobs was running well. And so I'm thinking, okay, if that's how it's going to be, cool. But I think that what happened, guys, is when Derek Carr fumbled that ball at the end of the first half, and then the Chargers were able to get that field goal to go up 17-14, I think that pissed everybody off a little bit. I think that that really kind of grinded at those guys. Like, they made such a mistake and allowed them to score points and go up instead of being tied at halftime. And I think they said, you know what, we're going to make a couple adjustments here and there, and we're going to open this thing up. And they did. And Derek Carr was able to hit a couple deep balls, one to Hunter Renfrow and one to Nelson Aguilar, who's been, I mean, he's just been great as a free agent pickup, man. He was one of the guys I thought was going to be, you know, at least effective, if not even on the team. I was surprised that he made the roster. But, man, lo and behold, he's got 5 touchdowns on the season. He looks really, really good in a limited role, but he's making the most of it. So I like how they opened it up in the third quarter. And something I told you guys about and talked about before was in 2019, the Raiders only scored 27 points in the third quarter for the whole stinking season, for 16 games. They've already scored 41 points through 8 games. So that's a much better job of adjustments that they're making at halftime.